Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my pleasure. I lost it. It's my pleasure, my honor, whatever it is, I am here with you. Okay, producers, he's talking in my ears. My privilege, my pleasure, my honor to be with you today. I think it's still wrong. Honor, okay. And anyway, I am happy to be here with you today. We do not have a guest today, and I am going to open up the phone lines for you to give your Christmas greeting to whoever you would like to give it to at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And I don't think you can catch my cold over the air, so don't be afraid to call in. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on. How do you handle unruly children? It's not politically correct, you know, to wear them out, as I called it, with a spanking on the behind. But there are things you can do to teach the children respect and calm, acceptable behavior. Children can learn. Liberals cannot. Their behavior since the election and throughout this campaign has been not unlike that of a 2- or 3-year-old throwing a fit. We call them fits. They say meltdowns now. Wanting their way, blaming a sibling, screaming, "I don't love you anymore," deplorables. We can't send them to the room. Apparently, the safe spaces aren't quiet anyway. I've about had it with all the whining and the lying and the name-calling and truthfully, the slaps in the faces of the American people by these left progressives that cannot handle the outcome of the election or this nation, hopefully, getting out from under their socialistic policies that have enslaved all Americans of all colors, races, and occupations. I am, however, getting a huge, huge kick out of Trump's demeanor. He seems to be killing them with kindness. We know that Obama, at least him, I think others in his administration are being cooperative, but we know that he has been anything but quiet and helpful. It would appear they cannot go in front of the cameras or microphones enough to spew their ignorance and promote their policies, which have obviously failed. But progressives, as I said yesterday, cannot admit failure or mistakes. Obamacare is a great example of that. They simply will not say, "Yeah, it didn't work like we hoped." You think? I do, however, remember about 2 years ago, Vice President Biden saying, "Hope and change isn't working out like we thought, like we expected." Again, you think? Michelle Obama went on Oprah, and she claims that we no longer have hope in this nation. Where does she get off saying such an outrageous statement? She can claim no hope if she wants to, but as her life will be a bed of roses from here on out, no financial worries for them, no assault worries, they are taken care of by you and by me. I'm fed up with them. It appears to me that Obama is now trying to start lots of chaos in the world with, again, his idiotic statements. It's not enough that he's divided a nation. He has to make sure we're on the brink of war with numerous countries before Donald Trump takes office. I take some solace in the fact we'll be led by and advised by men who know about war, the bad and the ugly, because there really isn't any good about war other than if you win. Alpha males who will demand respect, no, not demand, command respect from the world. But we're in the middle of a Christmas season, the Christmas of 2016. There are so many things to be thankful for. as we go through the news, I am, and I've already told you, I'm opening up the phone lines for you to give a personal Christmas greeting to whoever, to our nation, to your friends, your family, to your neighbors, whoever, to the CSC Talk Radio brothers and sisters, 877-895-5410. Let there be peace on earth, the song says, but let it begin with me. Apparently, the liberals missed that second phrase. Lots of news to talk about today. Again, prayers for all those around the world who have experienced tragedies in terror and attacks. This fire, this explosion in the fireworks factory in Mexico is a horrible thing to watch. And we are deeply sorry for all the loss, and prayers go out to all. We started out, how do you handle unruly children? With discipline, with kindness, with truth, and as the saying goes, tough love. They must be taught there are consequences to their actions. They must be taught there are consequences to their actions. Children can figure this out at a very young age when they are nurtured and taught. Liberals don't seem to be able to learn that. Again, if you'd like to share a Christmas greeting on the air, give us a call at 877-895-5410. I'm giving you that opportunity today because we have a special show coming up Friday that I think you're going to want everyone to hear. 877-895-5410. A little bit of good news before we get into the absurdities of today. An Uber driver. He shoots and kills an armed robber. The Florida police say that an Uber driver shot and killed a person who tried to rob him on Sunday morning. According to the Ventura police, the incident happened as the driver was taking a passenger to Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. The Uber driver was cut off on the William Lehman Causeway by a Dodge Caravan with two people inside. According to the police, one man exited the minivan, two guns, and pointed them at the driver. The Uber driver, who has a license to carry a firearm, shot and killed the would-be robber. And the second man in the minivan, he drove off. Both the Uber driver and his passenger were uninjured. Police have reportedly located the caravan and a person of interest. What do you think? What do you think? He saved the day. I think if you were that passenger, you were pretty happy that Uber driver went armed with his Second Amendment. Students, do you remember? I can't even remember the university now, but it was earlier last year, that we talked about the students and their spoof. Somebody came along asking them to sign a petition to repeal the First Amendment, which, of course, is the amendment that gives them the right to sign petitions. And they were eager to do so because people's feelings get hurt when people say bad things and mean things and call them names. The ignorance and then how naive these children are, these liberals, these poor students. Well, we have some more. They were asked to petition to ban Christmas, and they were willing to do so. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Do you have a Christmas greeting you'd like to shout out to someone? 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to BattlefieldEarth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. BattlefieldEarth.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have a special show coming up Friday that I really hope you will not miss. I've been working very hard on writing all the copy, and it is my Christmas card to you. Okay? It's my Christmas card to you. I haven't sent Christmas cards out in about 6 years, and I'm not proud of that. It's just things haven't worked out for me to get that done. And then this year, my computer crashed and had all my addresses in it. So I'm really between a rock and a hard place sometimes, and it just seems like, well, anyway, Friday's my Christmas card to all of you. I was asking my producer if it was okay to say this on the air, because I'm going to make a point here. When something happens, or you know it's not going to happen, you know, there's a few phrases that we use. One is, I swear if I live to be 300. And that's from an old cowboy show that I'd watched. The other one is, when donkeys fly. Sometimes it's when pigs fly. Depends on where you're, what region you're from, what you use. And the other one is, when hell freezes over. Well, it didn't quite, but the Sahara Desert actually got snow this week on Monday. They got, oh, I don't know how much, but it says the red sands turned white as icy flakes fell for the first time since 1979 near the small Algerian town of Ain Sefra. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it happened on Monday. It says most of Britain may not see a white Christmas this year, but the Sahara could after snow fell on the desert for only a second time in living memory since 1979. It said it was beautiful and very picturesque, and they had lots and lots of pictures on the internet about the snowfall and what it looked like there against the sand. It was kind of fascinating. And as this was going across the internet and being tweeted out, Al Gore's name came up. Has he been called in for an emergency meeting? Because it snowed in the Sahara. Global warming hits the Sahara Desert. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Oh, we have CW. CW, how are you today?
Well, I'm like you. I've had what's going around. That's one reason I had called in. My voice not too good. But I just want to wish you and all your listeners and supporters a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year. And also, I want to say, if I can get it out, that I think the election, the Democrats have really made us look foolish in the eyes of the world.
Oh, my,
they thought about the election. You know, for years, they've went around telling all the other nations, you need to have a democracy like we got and let the people choose their leader. And because our people didn't choose the leader they want, they've made such a fit over it. I could just hear the other nations saying, don't look like that democracy's working very good.
Well, the fact that we're a republic is one reason the democracy's not working very well. And what's one thing they're complaining about, CW, is because Hillary Clinton got the popular vote, but she didn't get the electoral vote.
Well, if he'd won the popular vote, he'd have campaigned in California and New York, and he might have got it. But he knew what the law was, so he campaigned for the electoral vote. So,
well, let me ask you something. Have you noticed how sweet and kind Donald Trump has been about Obama and Michelle and the administration? Oh, they're just, well, we don't agree on everything. Oh, but we're just getting along so well. They're great. You know, I really like the guy. I just met him for the first time. I really like the guy. He's just going on and on and on. And Obama's out here just trying to do whatever he can to cause trouble. And
yeah.
I think Trump's trying to kill him with kindness. What do you think?
I think you're right. And what's funny, how the stock market has went up, and I'm not a big stock market guy, but how the stock market went up since Trump was elected. If Hillary had been elected, they said people's already got confidence in Hillary, the stock market going up. You know, so they haven't mentioned it because Trump got elected. And everybody, I never heard so many people that has hope and feels like things are going to change. I can tell you, Trump's got a big job on his hands. But,
yes, he does. Yes, he does.
You know, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard, to try to say the Russians hacked the election, because they've already said they didn't have anything to do with the votes. Russia couldn't go around and tell off individuals how to vote. Everybody went out as an individual and voted the way they wanted to vote. Russia didn't have nothing to do with that.
No, they didn't have anything to do with that.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
And they thought it was stupid until they lost the election.
Yeah.
In fact, when Obama was running against Romney, he talked about how Russia was nothing. And now, look, all of a sudden, they're a huge enemy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Democrats are all in favor of Russia until this year. And
they fell out of favor.
I think that Putin had actually had Hillary because he could have bought Hillary off. He'd give her $25 million to Clinton Foundation. She'd done anything he wanted to do. So,
I agree.
He'd rather have had Hillary.
I agree.
I don't sound good, so Merry Christmas to you.
Well, may you get better. I pray we both get better.
Right.
Thank you so much, CW. Well, Bill Clinton, he's not going to be quiet either. He's talking about this, and, you know, Hillary, let me just read, and if you haven't heard, it said Monday, he said this, after officially casting his electoral vote, I didn't know he was an elector, for his wife, the Democrat presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, told reporters at the end, "We had the Russians and the FBI deal. She couldn't prevail against that. I've never cast a vote I was prouder of. You know, I've watched her for work for 2 years. I watched her battle through the bogus email deal and be vindicated at the end." Was she vindicated by Secretary Powell? She wasn't vindicated. She fought through that. She fought through everything. She prevailed against it all. But you know, then at the end, we had the Russians and we had the FBI deal. But she couldn't prevail against that. She did everything else and still won by 2.8 million votes. No, Bill, she lost. She lost the election. Why can't they accept that? She lost. She lost the election. The FBI search warrant is stirring a renewed focus now on this probe of the Clintons. Said the search warrant documents released on Tuesday related to the probe of Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's private email setup stirred fresh controversy about the FBI's decision to revive the investigation days before the November 8th election. The materials, which related to search warrant issued after Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey on October 28th, informed Congress of the emails were ordered released on Monday by U.S. District Judge Kevin Castle in Manhattan. It ain't over yet, people, for the Clintons. I'm really kind of surprised. I expected them to leave the country. I really did. I wasn't certain, but I thought if I was them, because I believe that they are both, particularly Hillary, because she's the one in charge over that email server, guilty of extortion, and they are traitors against the United States. Comey's letter drew new attention to Clinton's use of the server while she was Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013, and roiled the campaign 11 days before the election, which Republican Donald Trump won. This is coming from Reuters. Clinton has blamed Comey as his letter for her defeat. She's blamed Comey, she's blamed the Russians, but you know what they haven't figured out? The American people didn't want her to be president. She won the popular vote because of some big cities in states on the coast. But the flyover states, yeah, we kind of have common sense. And we like to vote sovereignty and independence. And we were a little upset at all the politicians, unelected and non-politician Donald Trump. So get over it and let's move on. And we're going to talk about how some of them move on when we come back. 877-895-5410. Would you like to give a Christmas greeting out to someone you love? 877-895-5410. And we the people will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Martha, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go straight to the phone lines. We have Theodore from Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're more than welcome.
Wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Zimmer Radio Group for trying to keep you on the air. I think they must be some fantastic people running that business.
Well, thank you.
But this is my opinion on the Russian interference, trying to interfere with our elections. This year, there was an election in England for them to stay in the common market. And the English people voted no on that. Well, there was a foreign power that was trying to influence that election. And the name of that power was the United States, and it was Barack Obama trying to influence that election.
He made a trip over there, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He also made a trip to Israel, where they elected their prime minister, Netanyahu. and he campaigned against Netanyahu. Now, there you have evidence of another foreign power, the United States, and Barack Obama trying to influence the election in a foreign country. Now, they don't say anything about that, do they? They don't say one thing about him trying to influence the Brexit vote in England or the prime minister in Israel. Beth Ann, I want to thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you.
There's a special place in heaven for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Well, you know, I hadn't thought of that, Theodore, and I really appreciate you bringing that up. But yes, we did try to influence. Although the American people, there was many of us that were pulling for the vote over there to go independent and to break away from that. But our President Barack Obama, he wasn't so much for that. And he did campaign over there and discourage that. So, and he did try to influence in Israel. I'd forgot all about those two and wasn't putting the parallels together, but I appreciate that, Theodore. Thank you very much. Well, I'm going to hit on a talk show host. I don't like to normally do that, but this guy has just lost his mind. I don't know how else to put it. He's lost his mind. It's okay with me if he doesn't like Donald Trump. I'm okay. If he doesn't like him, that's fine. But he is going beyond not liking him. He's on a war against Donald Trump. And why this guy is still on the air muddles the mind. I guess there's enough liberals that are listening to him now, because he's appearing on the liberal shows. And we're talking about Glenn Beck. He might as well join the ladies on The View, because he's acting like them. And I use the word ladies very loosely. But he's been appearing with Samantha Bee, and he unites in there taking on, and it's really kind of raw, if that's surprising to you, some of the things they said and did. And they wanted to claim nonpartisan. One thing he said was, "Do you believe there's a chance we fall into a dictatorship under Donald Trump? Do you believe there's a chance we lose our freedom of speech and press under the president?" What is this man talking about? What did he actually want to happen? I think that our future is going to require a broad coalition of nonpartisan decency. Decency as he gets in bed with this woman, literally gets in bed with this woman and shares cake, is not just individual people against Donald Trump. It's all of us against Donald Trump, really. Really, Glenn. All of us. All of us. When have the American people been slapped around so much as these liberal progressives, and now I'm putting Glenn Beck in that category? They hate the American people. They will not accept this vote. The American people took a stand because of what the Republicans did back in 2012 when they were given the majority and they refused to do what we sent them there to do, which was defund Planned Parenthood, defund Obamacare. They handed over the Iran deal to Barack Obama, and they've complained about it ever since. And we were done with them. But Glenn Beck is doing fine. As he sticks his face in I said Cheerios, but it was Cheetos, to make his face orange, making fun of Donald Trump's tan. And now he's appearing with these liberal progressives, which is okay, I guess, if he wants to make a point. But don't tell me you're nonpartisan. Don't tell me that, because you're anything but nonpartisan. Breitbart is where this article is coming from, and you can go on the internet if you want to and do a search Use any search engine you want, and you can look up this horrible video of Glenn Beck and Samantha Bee. Glenn Beck regularly described Donald Trump as a Hitler-like psychopath. With supporters, he compared to Nazi brown shirts. You know, that's me. The former radio shock jock's disdain for Trump reached a crescendo in April when he donned swim goggles and rubbed his face in a bowl of crushed Cheetos to see if he could look like Donald Trump. He's a sensationalist. He'll do anything for a buck. Anything for a buck. Including give up his principles. You know, I take some heat sometimes for some of the things I've said, and I won't always say that I'm right. And, you know, I get the advertisers that I think will bring a product to you that is going to be of good nature. Good for the children, good for whatever. Family. And I've taken some heat for some of those. But I have sacrificed in the last 6 years like you would not believe. And I'm not patting myself on the back. But I'm telling you, what I do here, I'm doing to fight for this nation. When Donald Trump messes up, I'll let you know he's messed up. That I'm not going to crush up Cheetos and stick my face in it to make fun of someone. I will fight for life, I will fight for liberty, and I will fight for our Constitution. And I will tell you when the absurd comes across without any common sense. Just like Michelle Obama's grudge. She's got a grudge. Her husband said that when he took office that President Bush was just gracious to him, and the administration was gracious to him. And she's standing here with Oprah, and she's saying, they just weren't good to us. They never accepted him. You know what? He was elected twice. I'm not buying these lies and these whiny little fits these people are throwing. Get over it. In fact, she says on there. Well, we'll read that when we come back. We're heading into a break. Do you have a Christmas greetings you'd like to send out to someone? 877-895-5410 or a comment on today's show. 877-895-5410. We the people. We'll be right back. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win?
books, or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to keep the phone lines open. We're in the final segment of today's show, but if you have a Christmas greeting that you would like to get out to someone that you know listens to the show, 877-895-5410. Tomorrow we have Bill Bullard on. And then on Friday I have a special show that I'm lining up for you. And I will not be taking phone calls on Friday. So I hope that you will tune in on Friday. I know you're going to be very busy getting ready for the last-minute things that you have to get done before Christmas Day on Sunday. And I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas with your families and with your friends and your neighbors. And if you're alone, I pray that you will have a great Christmas just communing with the Lord. Well, Michelle Obama, this is what she said she learned from her mother. She says, I think the way I handle things, and, you know, I think as women do it, we as black women better be able to do it because there's so much that comes at us all the time, in every day, in subtle ways that could tear your soul apart if you let it. She said, but my mother always taught me, girl, you got to keep it moving, you know? You got to brush it off. So I think you've grown up doing that. So I think I've grown up doing that. You know, her complaining and her whining doesn't sound to me like she's moving on or brushing it off. Sounds to me like she's holding grudges. Well, I mentioned earlier that I've been pretty proud of Donald Trump. He stayed fairly quiet, not 100% quiet. I liked what he said yesterday when he came out and talked against these terrorists and gave them a little warning about what will happen next year.
But I see that Rush Limbaugh agrees with me because he thinks that Obama's lining up divisive force against Donald Trump. He's going to try and make it as difficult as he possibly can when he gets in there. He said this during his show on Tuesday, and he lashed out at a cable network news personalities who will likely be happy to give Obama the media platform. Obama's going to call NBC's Chuck Todd, take his pick, CNN's King, John King, CNN's Wolf Blitzer, take your pick, and he can call on them. Hey, you know what? I want to go on TV. Granted exclusive. Trump's about to destroy Obamacare. Well, we hope so. That's what we elected him to do. That's what we elected the Republicans back in 2012 to do, and they didn't get it done. So we're ready to get it done now. That's we the people. We ain't the Russians. We're the Americans. Obama's worried about his legacy falling apart. He should have been worried about making something actually work for we the people. Instead of dividing all of us. Instead of labeling us. I hate the labels. When they come out with these polls. Women, single women. Evangelicals. The black vote, the white vote, the Hispanic vote, the female vote. The angry white male vote. Are all white males angry? Because, you know, I know white males, and I don't see them all angry. I see people in despair because they don't have jobs, or their jobs have been cut, their hours have been cut, and they're not just all white either. I see America blinking their eyes and waking up as lost as Alice and as mad as the Hatter, finding their way to the voting booth. And while it wasn't the popular vote, it was the majority of the nation who said, you know what? We the people need to come first. We the people are a republic. That's what part of that electoral vote is about. We the people, we want jobs. We want security. We want common sense. We want our economy turned around. And if Michelle Obama thinks nobody has hope, has she looked at the stock market? Because that is all about hope and futures. We have Skits, and I believe, Skits, are you from Nebraska?
Yes, I am.
How are you today, sir?
Okay, pretty good. Well, I'd first like to dispel the myth about Hillary getting a popular vote. You go to any Trump rally and see how many people had to be turned away.
Thank you for that.
Okay, point number two, and compare that to how many people Hillary drew. Okay, mm-hmm. Point number one. So I would like to say Merry Christmas to all the paranoid, delusional, schizophrenic, deplorable, right-wing John Birch fanatics and racists and sexists and homophobes and bigots and birthers and truthers and 9/11 truthers, climate deniers, grassy knoll coup conspiracy theorists.
You mean
there.
People who think for themselves?
Hey, you said it, I didn't. And hey, I'll bet you don't know why Barack Obama's always had such a long, thin face.
I'm afraid to ask.
I've been squished by George Soros' butt cheeks all
the years. Oh, my. Okay, Skits, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And
all right, you
so
too.
Oh, wow. You know, I admire Kellyanne Conway for what she does, what she did for Donald Trump to get him elected, what she put up with. And now, because she's making choices, she hasn't turned anything really down yet, I don't think. But she's going to be an active part somehow, some way with Donald Trump's administration. But she's being careful as to what part she plays because she's balancing family. She has four children and a husband, and she's balancing family. And the feminists, you know, some more of the leftist progressives that don't understand what it is to be a female are really riding herd over her. I mean, they're just reading her the riot act and just putting her down like they did on The View. And she said, I thought being a woman is about having choices. It is. It's also responsibilities, and I'm so proud of her. So proud of her that she's putting her family first and considering just exactly how much time she's going to put in. But yet, I got a feeling that some of these in, that have been really behind Donald Trump have been like me. Maybe not as poor and broke as I am, but they're doing it because of those four kids, because of those families, because of those 12 grandchildren and one great-grandchild. For liberty, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know what? It's been my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas. We'll be back tomorrow with Bill Bullard as we continue to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.